Welcome to our hysterectomy procedure guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a hysterectomy. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on hysterectomy, including illustrations of the female reproductive system. Let's begin with a description. A hysterectomy is a surgical procedure in which all or part of the uterus is removed. The uterus is a hollow, pear-shaped organ where a baby grows and develops. It's located in a woman's lower abdomen, along with the fallopian tubes and ovaries. These other reproductive organs may also be removed during a hysterectomy, depending on your particular situation. The two main approaches for hysterectomy are abdominal and vaginal. Both types may be done in a minimally invasive manner using a thin, flexible tube containing a video camera. Open surgery with a traditional incision is also an option. You and your doctor will decide which approach is best for you. This discussion will provide a general overview of the abdominal and vaginal approaches for hysterectomy. So, why have a hysterectomy? Fibroid tumors, endometrial conditions, and cancerous tumors or masses are the most common reasons for having a hysterectomy. A hysterectomy may also be recommended to relieve pelvic pain or symptoms of pelvic inflammatory disease that don't respond to other treatments. Uterine prolapse, which occurs when the uterus drops down into the vagina, may also be treated with a hysterectomy. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a hysterectomy. What are some of the risks? As with any surgical procedure, complications may occur. Some potential complications include bleeding, blood clots, infection, and injury of the bowel or bladder. Menopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes and vaginal dryness, may occur after a hysterectomy in women who haven't yet reached menopause, but these can be effectively treated. Mood swings, depression, and feelings of loss of your sexual identity may also occur after hysterectomy. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a hysterectomy? Your doctor will explain the procedure and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the procedure. Read the form carefully and ask questions if something isn't clear. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the surgery because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. Let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. You shouldn't eat or drink for a certain period of time prior to the procedure, generally after midnight. If you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, iodine, latex, or tape, be sure to tell your doctor. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your hysterectomy? You'll be asked to take off any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere with the procedure, and you'll be given a hospital gown to wear. Your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen level may be monitored, and oxygen will be provided. An IV will be inserted in your arm or hand for IV fluids and medications, and a urinary catheter will be inserted in your bladder to drain urine during and after the surgery. Your doctor will decide which type of anesthesia is best for your situation, but general anesthesia is most commonly used. The surgical site, either the abdomen or vaginal area, will be cleansed with an antiseptic solution before the incision is made. Carbon dioxide gas will be used to inflate the abdomen if a laparoscopic procedure is to be performed. The laparoscope is a fiber optic tube with a tiny camera on the end. It's inserted through a small incision near the navel and allows your doctor to see the uterus and other surrounding tissues. A separate puncture site on the abdomen will be made for the laparoscopic cutting tool that allows your doctor to remove the uterus. If you're having a minimally invasive vaginal hysterectomy, a hysteroscope, which is similar to a laparoscope, is used along with a cutting tool. The uterus will be removed after careful inspection of the tissue and other organs, such as the cervix, ovaries, and fallopian tubes. With either of the minimally invasive methods, the uterus will be removed in small parts, some of which may be sent to the lab for examination. Any incisions will be closed with stitches, staples, or adhesive strips, and a sterile bandage will be applied. What do you need to do afterwards? It's normal to have small to moderate amounts of vaginal drainage for several days, so you'll need to wear a sanitary pad. You'll be encouraged to get out of bed within a few hours after a vaginal procedure or by the next day after an abdominal procedure. In addition, you should perform coughing and deep breathing exercises as instructed. You may feel achy, especially after long periods of standing. If a laparoscope was used, you may have shoulder pain from the carbon dioxide gas as it moves up and out of the abdomen. Take a pain reliever for soreness as recommended by your doctor. Aspirin or certain other pain medications may increase the chance of bleeding. Be sure to take only recommended medications. Once you're home, it's important to keep the incision clean and dry. Your doctor will give you specific bathing instructions. If stitches or surgical staples are used, they'll be removed during a follow-up office visit. If adhesive strips are used, they should be kept dry and generally will fall off within a few days. Walking and limited movement are generally encouraged, but strenuous activity should be avoided. Your doctor will instruct you about when you can return to work and resume normal activities. Try to avoid becoming constipated by including fiber and plenty of liquids in your diet. Your doctor may recommend a mild laxative if needed. If a laparoscopic procedure was performed, you should avoid drinking carbonated beverages for 1 to 2 days after the procedure to help minimize the discomfort and nausea associated with the carbon dioxide gas. You should not douche, use tampons, or have sexual intercourse until your doctor says you're ready. Report any fever, chills, redness, swelling, or bleeding or other drainage from the incision area. Your doctor will advise you when you can return to work. Depending on your particular situation, you may receive additional or different instructions after your procedure. Thank you for listening. We hope you've found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on hysterectomy and other women's health topics and procedures.